Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at Stone X. Arlen, grains and oil seeds, mostly green on the screen, maybe not the amount of follow-through I would have liked to have seen here today so far. Wheat continues to be our upside leader, it appears. What's your thoughts on this grain trade on Tuesday?
Yeah, well, we've already added about 50 cents to the price of wheat, and so we've had a nice rally there. Corn and soybeans struggling a little bit to duplicate that because the farmer still has so much corn and soybeans that he needs to sell on both sides of the equator. I have noticed a pop in Brazilian selling of corn and soybeans. That's because we not only got the rise in futures price that they sell off of, but also they had a sharp drop in the value of their currency. And when you put those things together, when they're selling against Chicago and then converting it to their local currency, that really gives them a nice bounce in the cash price. And so that's just caused some increased selling. They're still behind the normal pace, so they still have more catching up to do. And that's been keeping more of a lid on the corn and soybeans and why wheat has had a bigger rally to this point. Can it be sustained? Now, that's going to depend a lot, I think, on what goes forward with the weather here. We're seeing the rainy season end early in Brazil, not as early as what we thought, but early nonetheless. And as I talked to our Brazil office this morning, they said, yeah, the forecast is dry, but the crop still looks good thus far. And very few areas of real crop stress to this point. Now, that may change in the weeks ahead, they said, but for now, we don't see any significant losses. We are seeing some losses in Argentina because of a disease in its crop, corn crop. But again, not enough to really take this market too high when the farmers still own some more in Brazil and the United States so much. And we have projected ending stocks north of 2 billion bushels. And the soybeans are just the export market isn't there to justify higher prices at this point.
You talked about this in your morning commentary as well on Tuesday, thinking about China. I know there's some chatter out there about maybe some tariffs, steel and aluminum tariffs here from the U.S. and increase in those. I know for this week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is supposed to be in China meeting with Chinese officials. I know the tensions between China and the U.S. Their relationship's not great right now, I guess. Let's put it that way. What are your thoughts with some of this outside market news and some of this China dynamic that you're maybe watching this week?
Yeah, and I would say the relationship between the United States and the Communist Party of China is probably at an all-time low right now during the history that the Communist Party has been in charge in China. And there's a lot of issues, but I think the ones at the top right now are the fact that the aid package just passed by the Congress and sent to the president for his signature included better than $8 billion of military aid for Taiwan, which China will see as a direct affront toward it. And then the fact that as Antony Blinken, our Secretary of State, travels there for meetings on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week, we're also considering sanctions against some Chinese banks, limiting their ability to access the world financial markets because of China's aid to Russia in its war against Ukraine. Now, China is vested in being able to reunify Taiwan, and our military support of Taiwan makes that more difficult. China is vested in Russia not losing its war against the West in Ukraine, which is that's the way it sees it. And so those two things are really increasing the tensions, let alone the trade problems between the two countries. And Europe, much of Europe's involved in that as well, as both U.S. and Europe deleverage from China.
Real quick, in livestock, cattle turning more mixed at midday. Hogs, though, looking like they're testing the recent highs here in the futures trade, Arlen.
Yeah, as we look at the hog market, we're going back up there pretty close to where we were in the early April highs when we got overbought. And we've got some decent fundamentals beneath us. One of the interesting things developing there is a supply of hams. We had an early Easter this year. And with the dollar going strong now after Easter, ham demand domestically softens. But we've seen the Mexico peso. Mexico's one of our great export customers for the hams. The peso has fallen value versus a dollar strengthening. And that may end up curbing some of our demand there. But outside of that, we've seen better than expected overall demand, and the hog market fundamentals seem to be sound. We saw some good gains in the cattle of late. Now it's a little bit of a pullback, thinking, okay, maybe we've gotten a little bit too far too fast. Let's see how the cash market unfolds this week.
Once again, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joining us for market analysis coming up this afternoon. We'll talk markets with Jim McCormick from AgMarket.net. on this afternoon's full episode of Market Talk. It's going to do it for the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.